Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice in the Morning Show. We just actually, TMZ is reporting Kate Spade.
The purse fame.
Right. 55 years old, she committed suicide. Mm-hmm. I'm sure we'll get more details, but the little we've heard so far, it's ugly. That is terrible news. Oof, it's all bad.
Do you want to give any other info?
Go ahead,
well,
Yuzi. What
CBS News is reporting that she was found dead of an apparent suicide in her Manhattan home. They tell us she left a note before hanging herself, was found by her housekeeper.
Damn. Well, they'll be picking her life apart. You can count on that, so I'm sure we'll hear more about that tomorrow. Yikes. It just popped up. My God. All right. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Let's make things happy. That is a thick stack of text today.
Yeah. Here's one. Human is the voice of reason for which certain genders distaste hearing the facts. Women will never understand men as men will never understand women. It's a balancing act. Hooman, thank you for the truth, honesty, and justice for all.
Check praise that phone number, please. Where's that? What is that? Is it 415?
Here's another one.
Hooman texted all that.
Yeah.
Here's another one.
Can't give him a compliment.
707 says, holy crap, Hooman. People are allowed to disagree with you. Quit attacking everyone who has a different take than you. F.
Yeah,
Hooman.
Yeah,
you
get
him.
That one came from Sarah and Yuza.
You cause so much contempt and upset so early in the morning so often.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sarah, for finally standing up for yourself. And poor Yuzette, always trying to nervous laugh or make light before Hooman bleeps up the show again.
Yeah, poor Yuzette.
Yeah, poor Yuzette. Poor all
nervous
of us.
Laugh.
Do I? No, I don't know.
At one point, there was like a big argument going on in the other room. Me and Vinny were just looking at each other like, that is adorable.
I think it was about that thing, too, that the guy with the Viagra and the CVS tells his wife.
Oh, wait till we get to that. There's lots of that.
There's so many texts on that, yeah.
I gotta go.
The royal family's last name is Mountbatten. Windsor.
Oh, lovely.
Hyphen.
Oh,
Windsor.
I see.
I thought I was healthy, but was diagnosed with stage 3 colon cancer at age 37. My symptoms only being stomach cramps for a few minutes each morning.
Oh.
Having that relationship and face-to-face time with my doctor caused her to move fast and save my life. Wow. A physical is a lot easier than surgery and 6 months of chemo.
Yeah.
I agree. So I'm saying for this physical, do something. Don't listen to my chest and tell me I'm good. Like, do something. Give me a physical. I don't care if
it's... But a physical is that. They just give you a quick once-over.
But this person saying that physical somehow uncovered
their... Because she told them about the cramps. That's my heart. It's just going crazy right now. Really loud.
Okay, but I don't have any cramps.
But, well, then you're probably okay. But she's saying she knew her doctor, and her doctor knew her, and her doctor went,
And I think, as silly as it sounds, every little thing they're doing it for a reason.
I actually wrote her, because we have I go to Stanford Hospital.
Yeah. Text her.
And I wrote her, I know it's email, but whatever, and I wrote her and said, listen, last physical seemed like a total waste of time. I feel pretty good. My foot kind of hurts. Like, here's a couple things wrong. Mm-hmm. Do you need me to come in or not? So it's up to her.
Oh.
We'll see. She's going to write me back probably today.
When did you write that?
Yesterday.
So do you really need to see me? My foot kind of hurts. That's it.
And I've already diagnosed it. I think I have a little arthritis.
Mm.
I think that's
what
it is.
Oh, you did that.
Uh-huh. That's my
own. Your foot is really hurting you.
It's not really hurting me. I wake up and it's tight and it does hurt. Enough that I would go like, that's not normal. But then it loosens up, and then I'm out into my day, and I think it's arthritis.
And it's not bothering you as you're doing other
things. I still run.
And,
yeah. I still rode my bike 40 miles in the last 5 days. I mean, I haven't.
Did you go running, too?
I've run, too, yeah. I mean, it still works. So I think
we really need to cut that thing off.
Really?
Yeah.
You think that's it?
Let's
get rid of it?
Lose that foot.
My husband ices his foot down almost every morning
oh.
now.
Why? Same
it hurts.
Thing?
The top of his foot hurts. Oh.
I think he's got arthritis too. Tell him that's what I've diagnosed.
Well, you could go ask a doctor.
He did go to the doctor and they didn't find anything. Took x-rays, nothing.
Oh. Now he ices it, huh?
Yeah.
Does it stop bothering him as the day goes by?
Or no.
It's really bugging him.
Yeah,
oh,
especially,
what a bummer.
You know, all the standing and walking around mm-hmm. the lot he does. But he's not like active like Vinny.
Right.
Yuzette always with riveting, endless amount of stories. So refreshing.
What story did you tell today?
The beauty queen.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
The beauty pageant.
That was a good one. That was a good one. She was the brown girl in the pageant. Everyone else in the pageant was blonde with blue eyes.
Rather spend money.
I don't know how you didn't win.
They were prettier.
Rather spend money on the royal family properties than Mar-a-Lago. And yeah. Most of the royal properties are making money for the people versus the president.
Okay.
Did we buy Mar-a-Lago? I don't think that's that's
think
his.
So.
That's
Pretty
not
sure
ours,
that's his.
But okay. Here it is. Here in Redwood City, the city council's entering an empty homes tax so they can start charging people that are buying properties that sit empty because we have such a problem with the housing shortage. And that was it. Redwood City is where I tried to buy
a good idea.
Two different places. Mm-hmm. And both times I was told out of the country buyers are snatching up this property with cash purchases.
Right.
I believe it.
And
one
I
day
was,
closes probably. We'll give you the money right now. Mm-hmm. Sign all the papers.
I was needing loans.
Yeah.
Yep.
No question. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had a good down. I was going to qualify, but I needed a loan. All cash?
And usually over. I mean, they would, you know, they come in and they want that property and they scoop it up.
And then no one lives there. Hey, a little shame here. 408, welcome back, UZ. Bought a car from Johnny V over the weekend.
Oh, shame.
Thank you.
What's the name of his dealership?
Autobahn.
In what town?
In Belmont.
All right.
Off 101.
Ask for Johnny V.
That's right.
I would love to get
Help
you in a Mercedes today.
Help feed you.
How's that job going? Like, does he love it?
He's doing great.
Selling lots of cars?
There's something funny that, it's in hockey, and I don't know if you hit 3 goals. It's called a hat trick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there's one day last week or so, he sold 3 in a day. And so when my friend goes, oh, that's called a hat trick. And I'm like, oh.
A hat trick. What? Same guy, 3 goals, 1 game.
Nice. So he's liking it still.
So he's doing well.
He's doing okay. There's other guys that have been there a large amount of time, and they sell lots and lots and lots of cars.
Oh,
more than him?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Is he getting there, though? I mean, is it? What do you think?
Know, he averages, it feels like one a day.
Oh. Let me ask you a question.
What?
Yes, Benny, your hands
When
up.
Is his birthday?
July 16th.
Oh, it's coming up. Because I was thinking it would be cool if we got him like a sheriff's badge with his name on it that he could wear at work.
Uh-huh. Oh, that'd be great.
Like a star.
Sheriff of Autobahn.
Badge. Yeah, don't you think that'd be cool?
Mm. Yes, I do.
You think I'm kidding, but I'm serious.
Okay, like, why
no,
you
get him
that.
Go order that up, Vinny.
How do we
me.
Get that? Where do we get a...
Online.
Yeah, type it into Google.
Star badge.
Personalized engraved star badge.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Okay.
Will you?
We're all going insies?
Yeah, I'll go in on that.
Sure. I got $5.
Yeah, me too.
You know what? I had $5, and because I had to take it out of here because Bryn reminded me of it and almost
now
gave it away
gone.
To you.
Was I not supposed to?
I don't know.
$5 has been sitting there. I saw it.
You saw it too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I took it home, and now it's gone. I probably gave it to the missus.
Should have just left it right there. It would have been gone someday. Someone would have seen it and went, oh, $5.
Thanks, Vinny. Yeah.
Take that.
That is quite the $5. Give me that.
$5.
Such a nice thing.
I know. I love finding money.
Yeah.
Oh, you can find like a sheriff's looking badge for like $6 here on Amazon.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, but we want to get the name on it.
They don't personalize it on this.
Go to Etsy.
We want Sheriff of Autobahn, Johnny V.
Yeah.
I agree, Vinny. Bertha should have relaxed. People need to learn to have neighbors.
Yeah, Bertha.
Yeah, Kanye. Kanye needs to learn to have neighbors.
Well, like I said, I think that it was probably daylight. The guy would have played it, but there he is like, I'm not going to debut my album in broad daylight.
Yeah. Mm.
Let's wait for the sun to come down. Let's let people have a drink or two.
Mm-hmm.
9:30 seems reasonable, actually. Don't you think?
It does. It's just that they were still cranking the music at midnight. So the people who moved to Wyoming for the peace and quiet of the wild mountains were like, what the F? What? And you know that music sucked. We've heard it.
408 says, it's really sad. Kanye is sick and it's not his fault. And he needs help and medication. However, much like Amanda Bynes, someone needs to take control of him.
Yeah. Well, Kim's not going to do it, clearly.
Man, I think about what Amanda Bynes said about Drake all the time.
Not about murdering her.
Yeah, I think that is just...
She I want may Drake not, to murder my woman area.
She may not realize that was kind of hot, but that was kind of hot.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean?
Kind of stabby.
Well, right. Isn't that the...
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that is so funny because that was kind of the beginning of the whole Amanda Bynes
downfall.
Spiral.
Right. Yeah.
That was like the first thing I saw. I went, whoa. That's quite a thing to tweet.
Right. That's those are private texts. You don't
tell the world.
Right.
I couldn't quite get the custom star badge for the sheriff, but I got a one that looks like it. You can put,
oh, it's like a police
you
badge.
You can put a personalized one, but right on the top it says brothel inspector. Like
brothel inspector.
Well, we can't have that on there. That's not going to go over at Autobahn. They're like, we sell Mercedes,
but
Johnny
you can
V.
Put,
not
you
whores.
Can insert your text at the bottom right there. You put whatever you want.
Yeah, but it says brothel inspector at the top. I mean, I need to wipe that off of there, too. Yeah, we need the star. Click on the star one on the upper right-hand corner.
707 says, Hooman's response is exactly why he's not in a relationship. The reason Viagra caused that divorce is because he wasn't using it on his wife. Clueless. I don't know. I thought
true.
That I think he's using it on his wife and just wanted to say he wants to save his marriage, deliver the sex the way she wants it. He can't put the hammer down like he once could. Needs a little help.
Yeah, I'm sure that's why he was keeping it a secret from her.
Yeah.
He wanted her to still see him as the man she did when they got together.
Well, now she knows, and you'd think that their marriage could be repaired.
But it can't be because she's like, get out.
Her head was hot.
Put your clothes on. Get out.
This dude hasn't been screwing it. Hasn't been having being with his wife for a long time. The Viagra. Well, I don't
that
know
was
what we
quite
can
the
say.
Workaround,
I don't know.
Right?
The Viagra was for the mistress. That's why the marriage broke up. His right. cover was blown.
Exactly.
Marriage needs honesty. You are right, Sarah.
Yes.
Of course she is. Yeah.
Thank you, my sweet minion.
I'm with Hooman. CBS dropped the ball. And if the roles were reversed, y'all would be totally for the female.
That's right.
Go, Hooman!
Thank God you read that one. That's an important
Please.
One. You can discard all the others.
Just throw them out, Ben. We can be done right now.
All right.
Throw out all the other ones. I was kidding.
Oh.
Darn it.
Now we got to dig in the trash.
Hold on.
Vinny, Mr. Literal.
Clearly, they should go to marriage counseling. If either refuses or both don't want to go, then they truly don't want to work on the marriage. Okay.
Yeah, thank you for your in-depth commentary.
Hooman is never right, and he's absolutely 150% right about CVS.
Well, you're making good. Making it up to people for never being right.
I hope that sinks in, Sarah.
It doesn't at all.
This person.
Oh.
Play that 100%.
It's not you, it's me.
Explain that. Nobody knows what you're talking about. And explain the other ones.
No.
Explain them all.
925 says,
I don't admit
in all caps, so they're yelling.
Okay.
At who?
Or he's cheating.
Yeah. Which is what's happening here.
I don't think that's the case. Yeah. I think he's
CBS
in love.
CBS should be on the hook for revealing medical information to someone else. And that guy's marriage is breaking up because he was cheating on her.
Men are very prideful.
Thank you, Homan.
We don't want to ever not please our women.
Yeah.
We'd rather not get you involved in the things it takes for us to be able to perform at the highest levels, even as we age.
Ding, ding, ding.
It hurts our feelings. He was probably like a scientist sweating. When should I take this thing? What's going to work?
Oh, the poor dear.
Who knows what he has to eat in order to make that thing.
It's impossible to please him. Vinny.
Oh, God.
You know what I'm talking about.
I do.
You men.
Please them.
Secretive ways.
925 says, Vinny, my daughter was paralyzed making her first phone call at age 18. I forced her. I totally get your fear of your daughter growing up socially awkward. Mine did.
Oh, my God.
Mine's not, though, because I'm forcing her now at four. I'm making her do stuff that she doesn't even think to do.
Right. Like what?
Every day when I pick her, well, I haven't picked her up in a few minutes, but whenever I pick her up, I make her look at Sue, the lady she spends part of the day with, and I make her say thank you in the face.
Good.
Say
good
thank you.
Good parenting.
And even when I've accidentally forgotten, I'm like, oh, hold on. We got to get out of the car.
Go back.
Right. Go back in. I stand her up in front of her and make her say, thank you, Sue.
So she doesn't do it without you saying
she
so.
Does do it sometimes, but I make sure every time that she
that
looks
happens.
Her in the and aww. This isn't okay. Thank you, Sue! As she's running out the door, I get back here. All the way back.
Nice.
Because I want her to have that.
Yes.
Right.
This is what I do.
Does she ever say no? I don't want
to
say.
No, she does not say that. Oh. And she would regret it if she did.
Yeah.
Does she say yes and
good parenting.
Yeah. Well, not like that.
Get her.
Not
no.
like Tony and Vince would have handled it.
No, but just that's really great.
She
should.
This is
home.
Not how the Hassan family behaves.
Right.
On the hood of the car.
Oh, that's good. You get some bungees?
I don't know. I'll figure that out when it comes up.
Hold on tight, kid. This is your punishment.
Everyone's yelling plantar fascia.
I know, but it's the top of my foot. Right. Plantar fasciitis is the underside.
Oh, yeah. John's is the top as well.
Yeah. I think it's arthritis.
And
hope I think
so.
Part of it is from twisting my stupid foot when I sit down.
What?
I twist my feet like some kind of weirdo. I'm doing it now. Like, I don't even.
What do you mean?
Like I put my foot in weird positions. I'll put it on the side of the foot.
I have a suggestion.
Put pressure on
it. Oh, like you're sitting on the foot?
Yeah, or I'll sit on the foot. All kinds of different dumb stuff. I cannot just sit with my feet. On resting.
Well, you're a fully grown man. Maybe you could just like convince yourself that you need to sit the right way now. Like instead of sitting on your foot, you could.
Well, you're a fully grown woman. Why can't you just stop having nicotine?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know why I do that.
I don't think those things are equal. Or you know, are you addicted to sitting on your foot that way?
I don't even know I'm doing it, but I probably have been doing it my whole life.
You should put a little post-it up there.
How about a foot massage?
I don't think I...
He doesn't want that.
All right. Thank you. Why my suggestions got shot down?
Again.
All right, I'll have a foot massage later today.
Oh.
No, I'm not going to do it. I just don't want him to be mad at me. I'm trying to stay
right.
off his list.
I know. We had a long conversation about not wanting you to have to forgive him for anything anymore. Right. He wants you and him to be in a good place.
Well, something came up, and she's like, go ahead and do that. And I'm like... I don't want to be in trouble with him.
I'm like, all right, I'll do it.
I don't. I'll suggest some foot places.
He doesn't. He was only kidding. He's not really.
Please don't answer for him.
Okay, right, sorry.
You're on the list.
Oh, maybe this.
Just getting out of the list.
Why is Hooman so hateful today? Does he need a hug?
Oh, do you need a hug, Hooman?
Well, if we're gonna do it, it's got to be a group hug. Everyone.
Well, get in
no,
here.
Not a group hug. Oh, hey, the Christmas song.
I didn't
song.
Volunteer
That's
for that.
That's a Christmas hug music.
I don't want to
Is that Christmas hug music?
It is Christmas hug
I'm actually super comfortable right
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
You guys want to come over to me?
I feel a little limpy.
Me. Okay, I'm going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Radio.com. Radio.
Sarah.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Fun show today, kids.
Yeah.
That was a good time.
What was your favorite?
What was the favorite part, Yuzi? Was it when you showed us pictures of your second degree burns on your belly?
Oh, yeah,
was
that's
your
awesome. Part? The big ass, gross, disgusting blisters. Vinny?
I feel bad for you. I do. I couldn't have seen that coming from a regular heating pad. That's gnarly.
I'm not glad it happened to you, but I'm glad you're talking about it because that's a regular heating pad. It didn't malfunction, right? The thing didn't burn itself.
Mm-hmm.
It just burned. It just your
well, it automatically it's
take
my
it.
Fault. It automatically turns off.
Yeah.
But then I kept turning it back on all night long. I kept turning it back on, clicking, clicking, clicking. But yeah, it is a reminder to people to be careful of the heating pads, especially kids or older people whose skin may not be
right. I
as
mean, I guess your skin
strong
just got
tough.
To a point where it couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah, we had a few
techs
saying that they experienced the same thing too.
God,
yeah.
I mean, it's brutal. The burns that she got.
Yucky.
Those are really hardcore. And they're going to, I mean, that's the thing about burns, too. They take so long to heal.
I know.
You
got
to keep it clean.
Not that I'm, I already am so scarred, but, you know, scars, yuck. No one wants them.
No.
So I'm going to keep putting ointment on.
There must be special burn creams and stuff that you can.
Some people texted in about, I was going to ask you, Vinny, and I forgot to even print it out. I'll have to ask the doctor today. Something that starts with an S, some kind of burn cream, Silo something. I'll look it up.
There was a few suggestions in the text today that I didn't get to because there were too
many.
There were
so many texts today.
There were a lot today.
Yeah. Your doctor will definitely have recommendations
I'll
for you.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
But your belly feels better as far as the diverticulitis goes.
Is your butt okay?
Yeah, how's your butt?
My butt.
Silverdyne.
Yep, feels good. Looking a little skinny. What's it called?
Silverdyne cream.
That's it. Silverdyne.
Silverdyne.
Yeah, I'll ask about that.
That's like a specific to burns, like helps with burns?
Yeah. Mm. What I can't wait for at the doctor today is get on the scale because I must have lost weight.
You guys want to hear something trippy? I'm looking for news on Kate Spade and I'm not finding it. But what?
I agree. I went to find the same thing.
And I'm not seeing it. So maybe they are waiting because they should wait. I can't believe someone updated Wiki already.
I know.
But what I saw was, so here's a story. How to avoid tick bites. Check this crap out.
How to avoid tick bites?
Yeah, well, you know ticks, how they carry Lyme disease, right?
Yeah.
So my kid was like playing in the sprinklers, came in and was showering with mom, and mom found a tick on her. And
did you bag it up and take it to a lab?
No.
You can do that. There are
but
places
that will.
Do you
want to?
Yes. If she got bit by a Lyme disease tick, you want to know as soon as possible.
Well, I thought it's not just a bite. I thought they had to like burrow into you and work.
No,
some,
just
some...
a bite is enough. And sometimes there's a telltale. It's like a bullseye looking thing around it. But that doesn't always happen. And you can wind up it. If you get bitten by a tick, you should put the tick in a plastic thing and call a lab.
Is that right?
Yes.
So that's trippy. As we're just starting summer, I was so freaked out.
Just one?
Just one.
She's probably fine.
It was, well, of course, I think she's fine, but I think it's so random that her mom caught it. Her mom put it in a napkin and put the napkin on the counter and goes, look at that. And I'm looking at the counter going,
what?
It's like a napkin.
She's like, it's in the napkin. I opened it up. Sure enough, it's just like if you look up a tick image.
Well, you had a dog. You must have pulled ticks off her all the time.
She wasn't outside enough. She lived in the house with me. I never pulled a tick off her. She never had any fleas either.
Huh.
I took good care of that. That dog lived the high life.
Aww.
Yeah, she liked to be with you too, right?
Yeah.
Like you would
Every
never
dog.
Just let her out. And
well, I wanted
just
her
the
to
high
go
life.
Out. Yeah, I mean, I wanted her. I'd be like, come on. Just look at me like, you coming? No? All right, I'm
I just
want
to be here with you and look at you, stare at you, stare some more.
Mm-hmm.
I will stare at you.
Most of the articles that I'm reading about right now, Lyme disease, it takes at least 48 hours for them to feed on you before the disease is transmitted.
Yeah, I thought they needed to really grind into you, but it's still, I'm
my
doing this.
My cousin got Lyme disease. He found that tick that day.
Who did?
My cousin Brad. He suffered from it. And and it was not on him for 48 hours. So I don't know if that's, but you know, I don't know anything about it. All I know is when I find a tick on one of us, I get it analyzed just to make sure.
That's good to know.
Have you done that then?
I have. Pulled it off. Yeah, my kid had a tick on him and I'm like, we're getting it. You just take it to a lab.
Like the pharmacy?
No, like a Quest Diagnostic. I don't know. John took it somewhere.
I think John. Right. She's all, I did it. I don't know. Wait, John did
it. I was the one who pulled it off and put it in the bag.
Who knows the lab? I don't know.
I know. Let me call my local lab down the street. I think there's a meth lab down the street.
Just take it to the lab already. You don't take it to the lab.
Take it to a lab. I don't know. Look it up
online. I don't know. John did it.
Oh, that makes sense.
Right.
John was like, yeah, Sarah. I took it to the lab.
John!
Everyone needs a John.
That's right. You are not wrong. You guys got one of those yet?
All right. Get ready for summer, everyone.
I have a great day, and we'll see you on Hope Day.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.